Okay, we are here with our winning team, driver and crew chief for the number 52 Homer International Chevrolet, and that is driver Stuart Friesen and crew chief Trip Bruce. Winning to make the championship, there's nothing better than that. You guys had a pretty good points lead coming in, but how sweet is this victory to lock up a spot in Miami?
It's perfect. Great timing to build some momentum for the championship. We have a great truck today that you know GMS Fab Shop built for us, and it's good. You know, we got our favorite truck we're running next week that we've got a lot of time under our belt with, and going to Homestead with a good notebook on that truck, a good notebook on the track, and some momentum. So it's all good.
Trip, how stressful was it, at least at the very beginning, with the penalty and then going through the race and eventually dominating the final stage?
I think it was more or less. I was mad, and I usually don't get mad, and usually I'm trying to ask him not to be so mad because he's got a more stressful job than I do at that point. But this time I told you don't need to be mad because I took over on that part. I mean, I was just livid at the call, and I didn't get to see what went on around there, more than a glimpse of TV when it happened live. But I just thought, once again, it's kind of dabbling in what's going on here. That's the way I felt. It doesn't mean that's what happened, but at the moment, that's what I felt, and I just want to get my point across. But as far as coming back from that, I didn't have any doubt in that. I really didn't. I thought when we got here after one or two laps on the track that we had what we needed to win balance-wise with this new truck. And then even after they put us to the rear, I thought, well, that's not even that big of a – it's not even a big enough setback. There's no damage. That's not enough right now to keep us from not beating everybody in the field. So I'm not being arrogant that way. I felt that way the whole day, right?
No, so, yeah, exactly, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's just the way it's been all day today. It's nice. It doesn't happen very often. So.
If you have any questions for our winning team, please raise your hand. We'll get your mic, and we'll start it right here with Wolfgang.
Wolfgang Munzer from Germany, Rennsport Press Agency. I have a question for you, Trip Bruce. First of all, congratulations for both of you. Just to understand the situation, you had the discussion with the official. I watched it on television. When you are not happy with the decision of official in the NASCAR business, is there a possibility that you can appeal the decision?
Not at this point, or even like 30 seconds later. I was livid, and I went back and told the official, we're friends, all of us are out there. I said, hey, I know that you didn't make that call, right? And we laughed together. And I mean, I didn't actually know or see. The spotter would have known and seen. He would have known and seen. I didn't know what happened. I just, you do get tired of things sometimes. You put in a lot of work and you get tired of penalties and this and that and fines and you did this wrong, you did that wrong. And we really come with no intent to do anything wrong, ever. Not one race, not one practice, not one qualifying. We never bring intent of trying to do something wrong. So the scrutiny bothered me, and that's it.
Any more questions? Or we'll go to Bob, Aaron, Lee.
I have a couple. First for Stuart. Are you going to do your best not to start second then next week? Will it be first or third and just say, okay, I don't want to be in that position?
Yeah, absolutely. Going into next week, if we are second, I'll know how to, just let the leader take off and then fire behind him, I guess that's the way you're supposed to do it. I don't know. But been racing a long time. Dick Bergeron told me once years ago after we had, had a weird dirt race go against us. And he asked me if I'd ever been screwed. And I said, yeah. He goes, you ever been unscrewed? And I said, no. So that's how racing goes sometimes. I've took those words, file them deep inside, and it comes back. You can yell and scream and hoot and holler and everything else and let them know you're angry, but they're never going to reverse a call. I grew up playing hockey, and was on the wrong end of many penalties that I'd swear I didn't do. That doesn't mean I didn't get to sit my 2 minutes in the box. So that's how it goes. And, ultimately a great Homer Chevy Silverado and a great race team, won the race today.
And, I guess I might be wrong, but I want to say that the plans aren't kind of firmed up yet for next year. Is that correct?
not 100%?
That's all I got. We're,
but I guess
sport
question
changes
is,
a lot, but it's we're with some great people right now. We're with a great organization with GMS and you know, providing our equipment, and it's cool to be where we're at right now.
Well, does that make next week even more, I don't want to say important, but I mean, do you view it as kind of your one shot or this group's one shot at a title?
That's a good question. We'll get through next week and then go from there. You know, this sport changes, you know, things evolve and revolve. You know, obviously we have a great race team that we've been really fortunate to be together for almost 2.5 years now. 3 years, I guess, when we started with GMS, you know, late in the season 3 years ago. So, it's been great, and, we'll keep rolling with it as long as we can.
Aaron Bearden, Motorsports Beat. I have two for you, Stuart. First of all, kind of lost in the shuffle, you making the championship and everything. This was your first NASCAR win on one of these paved tracks. Was that an important milestone for you? And
absolutely. You know, Eldora was cool. That was what started this whole deal for us. That's what got us involved in the truck series, with Chris Larson saying, you know, it'd be really cool to go do that dirt race. And it evolved and snowballed, and here we are. And, you know, we had so many races get away, mistakes. You know, I made a ton of mistakes, not paying attention, not you know, grasping the full concept of what was going on sometimes. And it was good, you know, to finally get this one. It would suck to go to Homestead, win the championship, win the race, and be like, oh, it's our first race, you know. So we got this win, first win out of the way. Now we can really focus on getting the job done next week.
And second question, I know the Truck Series playoffs are kind of more spread out. They start earlier, but you've ran a lot of dirt races and things in between. Has that kind of helped you progressing through this to kind of keep yourself in rhythm?
Absolutely. I don't know what I would do on the off weeks in between if I wasn't running the dirt cards. It's a great race team that we have. And it's been pretty cool to see, you know, my guys that helped me on the dirt car and Trip and the guys on the 52 truck intermingle and stuff that they can teach me and we can apply to the dirt car that we've won a couple big races here in the last couple weeks. So it's been a good mix between the two race teams.
Well, Justin, then Lee, then Davey.
Justin Schuler, Speedway Media. Stuart, you were battling Brandon Jones in the closing laps, but he, about 30 laps to go, he radioed his crew to ask about your points position. When they said you were essentially locked in, they told him to go after you. Were you concerned about him possibly racing you a little too rough there?
This is a truck series. You seen that, right? These races finish up? Damn right I was concerned. You know, Hail Marys get thrown every lap, every you know, especially for the end. You know, Brandon's hungry driver. You know, KBM wants wins. We want wins. So, yeah, he got to us, got under us. We're able to kind of fend him off and then inch away the last couple laps. And thankful there's no cautions, and we're able to have a little bit of a buffer, you know, going to the last corner because, you know, we've all seen what goes on.
And then second question is, this is going to be the championship race next year. Now, if you are back with racing in the Truck Series, did you learn anything from today's race that you can take into next year?
Obviously, this is one of my most favorite tracks on the schedule. It's been, you know, since my first time here 3 years ago, and you know, it's just a lot of fun. There's a lot of different ways to get around it. You know, they sprayed that sticky stuff on the top, and so that gave us a little bit of a cushion to lean on off of too. And yeah, it'll be pretty exciting. It's obviously great weather. It's a great city to host a final big points event, and be exciting. Hopefully, we're a part of it.
Hey, Spencer, RacingBoys.com. Trip, how have you seen Stewie evolve over the last 3 years?
I don't think he's changed much. I think he said it there. He'd learned a lot about NASCAR over the last few years on the racetrack. There's aero stuff. There's the patience, probably. The biggest evolution would be his patience on the racetrack, on the asphalt. So, you know, the more I think about it here, that's probably it. The rest, though, I think our first test in Atlanta in 2017, it was cold. There was tons of grip. Left the test and got back and looked at the data. He never lifted. It was a long test. He had never lifted the whole time we were at the test. And right then, I was like, man, this guy right here, we're gonna win races with him. All we got to do is get our act together. That's what I told the other people around me that day. Well, it took a long time to get our act together. But so driver talent and all that, that hasn't really even evolved. It was already there. Patience is probably the biggest thing in learning this sport. It's so different. There's so many things. You said you want it now. You don't have any patience. You need it now. And that's just impossible. There's so many things you got to go through before you get as good as what he does right now, what he shows every time he gets on the race. We're good everywhere we go, including the road course. We're pretty strong there, too. So it takes 3 years, I think, at least to learn that much.
Thank you.
Davey?
Stuart, Holmes, you say you like this track. Holmes said you finished fourth there last year, seventh the year before. So how do you like your chances there compared to the competition that you're going to start?
It's going to be a tough race, obviously. It's tough to pass at Homestead. Obviously, tire fall off is huge. It falls off lap to lap. You can go, you know, you start a run, you're wide open for a lap, and it backs up. Then you get, you know, right up on the boards, and you got to work that air bubble, and there's a lot of stuff that you can manipulate at Homestead to help yourself out that I've learned, you know, we've been there four times now. Three times, be going there the fourth, and it's just it's a gritty, you know, racetrack with paved with, you know, the aggregate of the area. So it's you know, looks like you're racing on seashells, and that's what it is. You know, that's what the pavement plants have there. So it's cool, you know, and it's exciting. And, you know, to go there and race for a championship is good. You know, we have like I said, it's one of my favorite trucks. We've had a lot of speed with it at times. You know, it was really fast at Vegas. And Tripp and, you know, Charles, these guys got a good notebook with it. So hopefully we can go there and be fast.
How long has the mustache been going?
It's been going since, since the playoff started, since before the Fonda 200, which is September or something. It's kind of been a playoff thing. It's kind of been a modified 200-lap thing. 2014, I think, or 13 or 14, we all grew them for Super Dirt Week. You know, we looked back, and I'm pretty big racing buff on the history of dirt modified stuff in the Northeast, and went into Super Dirt Week that year at the New York State Fairgrounds and said, you know, our best chances to win this race are having mustaches. Because if you look back into the 80s, Gary Ballou, Billy Decker, Brett Hearn, all these guys that won the race a ton of times all had mustaches. So we grew them as a team then. And then it's just a 200 thing we do up in the Northeast. We've done it the last couple of years. And now that I've got a little bit older, I can grow a better one. And my wife hates it. But it's got a little gusto to it, I guess. He still can't grow one yet.
Like more gray, that's why.
Any final questions for Reese?
Trip's opposite of everybody else, so he'll grow a mustache and a beard during regular season just to screw everybody up.
Any final questions? All right. Well, thank you so much, guys, and congratulations, and good luck in Miami.